Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, why are you wearing a Shrek costume? You know it's July, right?
Yeah, I know it's a little early, Jim, but I'm really excited for Halloween this year.
Okay, Patrick, it's new music time. It's a little bit later in the month than I think we usually get to new music, but, you know, we've had things going on. Travels and
it's the summer,
family things and whatnot, you know, so we're getting caught up here now. So it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And now that we're in July, we look back at June and new music that came out. And this is a whole series of episodes if you haven't listened to this before. So you'll have a couple picks today. I'll have a couple picks tomorrow. Then we get the intern picks, and then we'll have listener picks in the following week. That's how that will work.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Before we do any of this, let's do a quick game break.
Game break.
Only a couple local soccer matches here to discuss. Washington Spirit, the NWSL team.
That is right.
Finally got to play here at Segra Field out here in Leesburg near me. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately went down in defeat to Chicago.
Yes,
1-0.
That's right. Yep, it's kind of a bummer.
Yep. And then Loudoun United, I just saw Loudoun United play last night also at Segra Field, and went down 2-0 to Hartford.
Yeah. So we're struggling a little bit there.
Yeah, not so good. But that was coming off of an actual victory. 2-1 over Pittsburgh.
That's right.
Last the match before that. So you know, they're struggling, but every once in a while,
that's
they
right.
Find a way. They get to get the ball in the net.
Yep. It's in all the right. net.
There you go. But really fun. Always fun to go out and watch the matches in person. So.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, now, let's get into the new music now. What did you hear? What caught your attention in June?
Well, I'll tell you, Jim, I'm going to go a little bit Stephen Routledge on everyone here. I'm gonna do a mixture of something that's a little lighter and more introspective, and then I'm going to give you something heavy. So Stephen's always great about mixing those two up. But I came across a band on Bandcamp, and I did look up the pronunciation of this word. So it's actually a band called the Catenary Wires. And what I also learned about the Catenary Wires, what they actually are have you ever ridden on a train that's powered like electrically from above?
And like a trolley situation,
right.
But you're right. Like some actual, it's not just like streetcar type stuff, but some trains, more proper trains also have that.
That's right.
That form.
And so apparently those wires that hang between those electrified poles are called catenary wires, and apparently they have the ability to expand and reduce based on temperature, so they're durable and you know, so they run the trains. Now, having said all that, it's kind of a cool, quaint name, and I think a fitting name for this band. So this band is involves Amelia Fletcher, and I don't know if you remember a band called Heavenly, Jim, that was a kind of a, you know, they were on a label called Sarah Records, and a lot of people call them sort of like twee pop, or if you think of K Records in the United States, like Beat Happening, they released some music by bands, and I think they released some Heavenly albums too. Very introspective, kind of gentle, and you know, some people might call it bedroom pop these days, but I think Heavenly was a band that did that. And so there's a new band, Amelia Fletcher and Rob Percy. He's also been in a bunch of different notable bands, but they have a new album, The Catenary Wires. It's called Burling Gap. And to me, I liked it because it's gentle and pretty, and it reminded me of the Kinks in the lyrics and the observation. And let's give it a listen. We're going to hear a song called The Canterbury Lanes, and love to get your thoughts on it, Jim. It just appealed to me in its gentleness and its kind of simple beauty.
Porterhouse and acoustic guitars, a radical refrain. On grass banks by the monastery walls, we fell in love and played. come meet me in the Canterbury lanes again. Again. Times were good, went to Germany, spread the magic word. Found like minds in the Hanover bars, a revolution spurred. Come meet me in the Canterbury lanes again. Come meet me in the Canterbury lanes.
I feel like I'm at a Renaissance fair.
Yeah, it's amazing, right? and I guess the other one that comes immediately to mind too is you know, there are some go-betweens in there, but also, like you said, the Incredible String Band, maybe even a little early Pink Floyd, you know, kind of all mixes up. It's very British.
Yeah,
and
we're kind of the
cool.
Decemberists.
There you go.
A little bit.
Another great example. Yeah, exactly. Yep. That's a really good reference point, as a matter of fact. So, Rob and Amelia are married. They're partners. They have a record label together. They make this music together. And I don't know. I found it really kind of refreshing and appealing. And it's a nice kind of summertime feeling to it as well. So, kind of fitting that it came out in June here as we're at the start of the summer. So I think it's pretty neat. And I think if you do like the Kinks or any of those bands you mentioned, you'll like it. And there's a really cool picture of some cliffs and the beach on the front of the Burling Gap. So
nice
to look at. So yeah, check out that. Yeah, it's cool.
All right. Now, before you get to your next pick, let's mention here that Suburbs Fest is coming up.
Oh yeah.
And it's now expanded, Patrick.
It has.
It's three nights instead of two.
That's right.
So, yeah. October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd now. It's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Mm-hmm. Here's what's going to happen. It's all in the Washington, D.C. suburbs. So
yep.
Friday night, October 1st, meet us at Settle Down Easy Brewing mm-hmm. in Falls Church, Virginia. And we're going to have like a meetup thing there. And then we'll have a live hootenanny for people who want to play a song
yep.
or a couple of songs or whatever. You can do that, but you don't have to. You can just hang out, right? So there's
Absolutely.
That. And it's at a brewery. I mean, why wouldn't you want to? Saturday, October 2nd will be now a 4-band show at the American Legion Hall mm-hmm. in Silver Spring, Maryland. So you got Wingtip Sloat, Apollo 66, Dot Dash, and now Frank Muffin from Indiana is going to be part of that.
Live.
Right? So,
yeah.
For people who were part of the Friday Night Hootenanny thing that we did through the pandemic, they became a fan favorite, Frank
That's
Muffin.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Hans and Brittany and they have a couple others in the band proper, and they're all coming out from Indiana, and they're going to be part of that on Saturday. And then on Sunday, October 3rd at Ned Devine's in Herndon, Virginia,
yep.
You get a full Frank Muffin show. So they're the full muffin, the whole muffin.
The whole muffin, not just the top or the bottom. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Right. So they're going to play there at Ned Devine's, and we're going to have a lot of fun there. And that's going to be a $5 cover charge, so still cheap.
Oh, yeah. Come
but
on.
But anyway, and then we have a discount rate on hotel
yep.
accommodations in Falls Church
mm-hmm.
At the Marriott there in Falls Church. And you can get information on that at suburbspod.com or on our social medias and all that. So anyway, come on out. There's already... We've already heard from a few listeners who are making the trip. And then, of course,
yeah.
we have a number of listeners in the D.C. area already. So I think this is only going to build and become bigger and bigger as we get closer and closer to these big shows.
Totally agree. And I got to tell you guys, all the listeners out there and everyone else, I'm working through certain channels here in the D.C. area to get October 4th. To be a national holiday or a holiday of some sort. So we can ease out the come down after 3 days of Sober Spot Fest.
Recovery day.
That's right.
That's right.
So I'm working on it. I'll let you know as we get closer to time, but I'm calling in a few things, certain people, and we'll see how it goes.
Yep. All right. Sounds good. All right. So come on out.
Yeah. It'll be a blast. Like I said. Yeah. And, take advantage of that rate. If you're from out of town, that's a really nice place to stay. And, it's good, a good deal.
All right. Okay. What's your second pick for
okay,
new music?
Okay. So, let's go 180 degrees away from the Catenary Wires. There's a band that formed in 1980s, mid-1980s, probably 83, 84, something like that, from Germany called Helloween. So when I was working back in the day at record stores and stuff, we used to kind of make fun of Helloween just because I thought, it's kind of a metal band name, and they had this kind of the scary imagery. Right. There's always a pumpkin bursting apart on the front of their records and stuff. And it turns out Helloween was actually a really good band, and I didn't really come to appreciate them until later. I can't say I'm an expert on Helloween, but I did listen to some of their stuff. I've got a few of their records, and just as I was perusing, these days, gosh, if you've had a chance to hear, even an eighth of, the deluge of new music that comes out every month, you're doing pretty well. So I always like to peruse the different sites that list all the new releases and things. And I saw that Helloween had a new album coming out, and I was really kind of surprised. And then I started reading about it, and this album, and I'm quoting from a little thing online here, this album is the first release with the quote unquote Pumpkins United lineup, which marked the return of original member Kai Hansen on guitar and vocals and Michael Kiske on vocals. So this is the first time they've gotten some of the original guys back together, haven't played with them in a long, long time. This is their 16th studio album. So number one, I want to salute Helloween for hanging in there and being a band since the 80s. And, they put out 16 records. This new one sounds great. It's self-titled, called Helloween. The original single, Pumpkins United, came out way earlier. It was like a teaser that came out, but they put out a couple other tracks, Skyfall and Fear of the Fallen, in April and May. But now we have the full album that came out June 18th. So we're going to hear Indestructible from Helloween's self-titled brand new album.
All right, there you go. Classic sounding metal,
yes,
right?
Exactly. Love that. It does have that classic, 80s, 90s sound to it.
Yes.
Really driving and still sounding really good. Great that they're still playing. And one reason I wanted to feature that track, that track was written by Marcus Grosskopf, who is their bass player. And if you ever get a chance, folks, you want to go a little deeper, check out a side project he did called Bass Invaders. One word. All bass guitars playing heavy metal music. It's pretty cool. But hats off to Helloween for being around. And I'm sorry to them and to any fans when I used to make fun of Helloween because I didn't really know what I was talking about back then. But I'm glad they're still around. And like you heard there, they're sounding good. They're driving. They're sounding really good. So
it sounds good. And it sounds tight, you know,
really tight. Yep. And it's got some really good stuff going on. So, yeah, get that. It's on the Nuclear Blast label.
Awesome. As it should be.
Yeah, absolutely. What other label could it be on? Yes. So, right. Yeah. So there we go. There's a lot of stuff that came out in June. You know, good stuff. Some of our favorites put records out. Lucy Dacus put a new record out that I've been listening to.
Yep.
A lot of good stuff. You know, definitely get out there and check it out. And I will say one thing to our listeners. If you don't already get our weekly newsletter, go to SuburbsPod.com, sign up. Jim, you do a wonderful job of rounding up, you know, capsule reviews of some of the new records that are coming out, usually that Friday. And that's a good way that I've been keeping up with stuff, especially from some of our favorites, you know, that we follow here or bands that we've played. So definitely, it's a free free email newsletter, and we have it right at the bottom, new releases for that day. So definitely check that out.
Check that out, yes. And I don't know that I would call them reviews exactly. They're more descriptions.
Descriptions, yeah. Great.
That's right.
Kind of bringing you up to speed on what's been happening with that record or what you should expect with it, right?
That's right.
Yeah, it's not like we have time or you have time to listen to the whole record several times that day. So, because they've just
come
out.
Some sense of this, of what it might be.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I will say one other really quick thing. A record that came out, I'm not sure when it was. I think it was a couple months ago, but I just found it. Once again, thanks to Bandcamp, and it's by a band called Pardoner, and I love it. It's called Came Down Different. It pushes all the buttons for me. Really, really good. If you like sort of indie rock stuff with guitars that change tempos and have a lot of different parts, definitely check out Pardoner.
Okay, cool. I think I have just the right cover picked out.
Oh, perfect.
Given sort of how eclectic your selections were, this would seem to just fit in perfectly, right?
Yeah.
So there's apparently a new, another Rocky Erickson tribute.
Oh, okay, cool.
Album coming out. There's a little bit of this music out already, I think, and the album is called "May the Circle Remain Unbroken."
Mm. Okay,
a tribute to Rocky Erickson. You know, of course, we've talked about him before.
Yes,
you know, famous Texas rock musician, did a lot of kind of like really cool psychedelic stuff and so on.
Yep.
This version of Red Temple Prayer, Two-Headed Dog is by Margot Price.
Oh, really? How interesting. That is
so there you go.
Definitely a good call.
Yeah. So there you go. So that'll be our playout song. And tomorrow I'll have a couple of June new music picks of my own. All right?
Sounds great.
All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Halloween.